Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
1 week from today, that's Christmas, Jimmy.
That's right, boy, and I was hustling yesterday. I went to this old-fashioned toy store, and I thought it'd be difficult, but no, it was cool. I have two little boys to buy for, and they had a thing called aircraft carrier, and it was an aircraft carrier with planes that sit on top of it that are all, you know, decent size, a couple inches apart, and the aircraft carrier was decent size. Came in a handle thing. I bought two of them. That was quick. Saw some Taylor Swift sticker books and coloring books. Oh, yeah, I had to have those. Found a couple of toys for the little baby, and I was good. Then I got home and realized I didn't do anything really much for my granddaughter, so I panicked. Called her mother and said, "What can I do?" She said, "Well, she wants an American Girl doll." And I remember in another life I've had to buy those. So I went online and looked, and most of them are back-ordered until March or January or February because it's such a hot product, even though it's $100-something a piece. So she gave me another idea about another kind of doll that would only be at Target. So I went online and found the one at Target, but a lot of them were sold out, but they had this one. Well, it's getting to be 7:30 at night. I don't want to go up the road to Target and go in there and fight and look for this thing. So they said they would deliver it if you bought enough stuff. And so I said, well, I'm not going to have it shipped because I don't trust it. Because it has taken 10 days at least for first-class mail to get to your house these days. I've got two things coming, and I think they've been on the road for well over a week coming from Texas to this part of the country. And it's just crazy. So I said, I don't trust them. So after I negotiated, they delivered them. For $10 extra, they would bring them to my house and put it on the front step in an hour. And I said, oh, I'll do that all day long. So I did it, and they came in last night, and I was happy. So Target, in some places, will deliver stuff if you pay, if you spend over $35 or $40 or something. And they have some club that you can enter just one time, and I think it'll make you eligible for that. But anyway, that's just an idea. And it certainly helped me.
How to deal with the stress of Christmas with Jimmy Carter.
I am all about delivering stuff. You know, whether I would have been the last one that did it.
You're all about having it delivered, I think.
I'm having it delivered, yeah. Bring it to me. I'm all for it. I sit right here on my royal behind and let it come in. Just smoke that credit card up. A couple of things. These congressmen want to come home, and they're just in a tizzy up there. They've got a budget they've got to pass. It may be a bipartisan deal. Chip Roy's screaming and hollering about it. A lot of them are screaming and hollering about it. I was looking to see what they had on there, you know, that was making everybody so mad. And some people call it pork, but I'm reading some of the things in the short-term spending bill, and I can't find anything that's just really horrible. So maybe that's the way this story was written. Maybe there is a lot of horrible, but like in it is a reauthorization of the Department of Homeland Security's unmanned aircraft program that would allow for coordination among all Homeland Security agencies to address and counter the potential threat of drones. Well, that seems pretty necessary to me. A one-year extension of the Farm Bill, okay? Several expiring health programs, including telehealth programs. Telehealth's pretty good if you live out in the boondocks and you can't get to a doctor. Sometimes that's the only way you can get a doctor. Okay. They're going to pay to put Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium under the control of somebody. The Commanders want to move from Maryland to D.C. So that's a local thing. I don't know.
So they declared it a that amount of money to get that land, which is the old RFK Stadium, by the way. They declared it a part of Homeland Security Emergency Fund dollars. As you said, pork.
Monkey business. A provision of the government to 100% rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Okay, fine. The federal government's going to pay for that container ship knocking it down. But hopefully the container ship company's insurance company is going to pay for that and not the government, which I haven't seen anybody do a story on that. Aren't they? I mean, that's a big company. That's a big expense. But, yeah, they need the bridge back fast, not waiting for the – but hopefully they're going to pay the government back. And then it's got some other stuff in it. So I don't know. They're just a fighting up there, and the people on the far right are screaming, and everybody's screaming in Congress. But they got to get it done by Friday. So there's that thing. The FTC has banned some hidden concert and hotel fees. That's just the beginning of what I think may happen and continue into the Trump administration, a rule requiring ticket sellers and hotels to disclose total prices up front. That's the airlines, I've kind of been told, to do that too. The whole ticket thing is a mess. Kid Rock is kind of leading the charge to get things changed at Ticketmaster and the way that they're doing the reselling of tickets and all that stuff. He's got Trump's ear, and his soon-to-be Attorney General, Pam Bondi, Kid Rock's got her ear, so maybe something will actually be done about that. It's the system is not good. Honda and Nissan are discussing a merger. It would be the eighth and ninth largest in the world. Nissan's in trouble. The move would largely be made to better compete with Tesla and the Chinese companies in the EV market. A combined Honda-Nissan would also challenge Toyota as the top manufacturer in Japan. Any deal reportedly be expanded to include another Japanese automaker, Mitsubishi.
What's interesting about that is Nissan and Mitsubishi and Honda were all aboard till about a year ago on the government's goals for electric vehicles and finally just said, sorry. They were all talking to each other about getting together, and they said, there ain't enough market. Forget it. So now it's coming back.
One of them was the first one to come out. I think Toyota, one of those, was they weren't going to throw everything out. They were still going to make hybrids and a couple of other things. Mm-hmm. That showed the first little clink in the armor, and then it all came out. And then there's some money that's been thrown around toward Ford to get a battery plant, and that some of that's been put on hold. But they're trying to do everything they can do in these next 30 days to stop anything the Trump administration might do about hurting their green, go green agenda. One of those is LNG, the liquid natural gas. And they're trying to do some deals with Canada and others that will be hard to break when people come in. So I don't know. Stay tuned. There's a lot of stuff going on up there in Washington. Rarely, not usually a dead time of year. Things are very, very busy up there. Ukraine says it assassinated a top Russian general. So that always makes me nervous when they do stuff like that. Not that they didn't need to, but when they're up there in Moscow killing people, it just makes me wonder whether or not they're just going to really light up the candle and take out Ukraine, but hasn't happened yet. Beef prices apparently affecting fast food chains. They're even more getting heavy on chicken. As the cheaper alternative, the drive-throughs are selling more chicken product, 11% more chicken products than they have been. Luigi Mangione has been indicted first-degree murder. There's going to be a special 2020 edition tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, going to look into the whole thing of the manhunt for him, the arrest, who he is. And, boys, they keep pulling back the onion on his family. There's a lot of money floating around in that family. But one of the rules of the estate of one of the millionaire grandmothers was any of the siblings that got caught doing a felony, they don't get to have any money. So, whoops. Walmart giving some U.S. employees body cameras as part of a pilot program to deter theft. I don't know how that deters theft. Do you?
What is it? Wearing the body cam?
Yeah, that'll record the record what people are doing, but I don't know how that stops them.
I don't know that it stops them, but it
what's the difference in the body cam and the one that's above you?
The movability. Let's see. If you dope out, okay, here's where the cameras are, but then you got to worry about employees walking around with recording devices. Theoretically, it just adds to the challenge a little bit. I'm not sure it solves it, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good reason for using the have it delivered to your house. An Alabama woman received a gene-edited pig kidney here in Birmingham. She's the fifth person to undergo animal-to-human gene-edited organ surgery, and they feel pretty good about that, and it would be good if it works. This is one thing that's going on, and they're really jumping up and down about it. Ever since the ABC thing happened the other day where ABC did a settlement with Trump for $15 million because George Stephanopoulos said that he was convicted of rape, and he wasn't, so they zapped him. Well, now Trump is suing the Des Moines Register for a poll leading up to Election Day, and you got to watch how these news people are writing up these stories like this. This poll showed him trailing Harris in Iowa by 3%, when ultimately he won the state by 14%. So did the Des Moines Register, this is what you would find out in a trial, did they have knowledge that this was a bad poll and they did it to sway the election? That's what Trump is going after here. And they say this has a chilling effect. Well, it should have a chilling effect if you're going to tell lies in your news and you're going to not tell truths or you're going to rig polls or some of those kind of things. You ought to be worried about telling that. That's what, things used to be. We always were worried. In my earlier days in journalism, we had to make sure we were getting the facts straight if we were doing something saying somebody was convicted of robbery when they weren't, or somebody was convicted of rape or bank robbery, or was a cheat and they weren't. You were in a big, big, big pile of trouble. And if these people are rigging news stories or buying polls that they know were bad and they know they're bad, or there's evidence internally that was a bad poll, we're going to run it anyway because we've endorsed her, then they ought to get in trouble. And we'll see if that's going to happen. But be careful what you read. It may be misunderstood on some of those things. And one little Christmas note. Remember the song, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus?
Yep.
Sure.
It's been done by everybody. Four Seasons, Ronettes, Jackson 5. The first one was a guy named Jimmy Boyd in 1952. The song was commissioned. Someone commissioned someone to write this song for Saks Fifth Avenue. It was to promote the store's Christmas card. So that's why the song was written in the first place. So, in case you ever wondered about I Saw Mommy.
A lot of Christmas songs that have a lot to do with malls and stores, or maybe not malls, but like Rudolph was because of Macy's.
Yep, there you go. So, used to go to the department store to see Santa Claus.
That's it.
Definitely. I went to Loveman's up there on the second floor, and he sat in front of a big picture window where you could see it in the parking lot. The kids that would go in there. Boy, I remember I was so scared. I was wet my pants first time that ever happened. Because he was big Santa Claus. Said, oh, my God, I'm going to meet Santa Claus.
Do you have a picture of you crying with Santa Claus?
No, back in those days, they didn't do a lot of that, taking pictures like they do now. You told him what you wanted, and I don't remember. I just remember going to sit on his lap, and it was really scary first time.
I don't have a picture either now that I think of it. I remember it being scary, though.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm for page two with Jimmy Carter.
You know, Christmas is a week away, and there's some. I'm having Christmas with some of my daughters and grandchildren Saturday. So I've really got the deadline going. Today is going to be a wrapping day. But I was thinking about trying to help other people, and I haven't done this myself yet, but I'm thinking about it. Giving money. You know, if you're going to, it's really cold to give somebody a check, I think, because they got to go cash it, they got to deal with it, it's a pain in the butt. Don't do that.
Well, I'm sorry. Can you explain the what is this thing you call a check? What is that?
I give them a check. That's right. I don't know what a check is either. I've still got a few, but some people pull them out for Christmas and give the kids a check or whatever. No, go to the bank, and if you want to give them $50, give them 51.
Yep.
It looks like they're getting something, you know, with that.
Oh, yeah. If I was a kid, I would a whole lot rather had $51 bills.
I'm sorry. I missed the for the kid part. All right. You got a little kid.
A young person. And if it's a little older kid, you know, give them, instead of a check, give them at least $10 bills.
Or if it's an adult that goes to the restaurant, I said restaurant, yeah, where you got to have dollar bills. Maybe that's a good for an adult, but. That's a very non-Christmas thought.
No, it's not the spirit of Jesus.
One thing I used to do, and it's harder to get now, I used to get a stack of, I think they come in $200 increments, but $2 bills.
My dad used to do that as well. That was a big deal at Christmas.
They
or
still make them?
Or 50-cent piece.
Yeah, some of that. Yeah, silver dollars, some of those. That's good. It's a little harder now. People won't change. It's really hard to deal with change. But the $2 bills, I would give those as tips at restaurants, you know, $2 bills or something. You know, it was memorable. It would make it memorable. Yeah. And so just give you the gift of money is always good. I'll take $100 bills or I'll even take a check. Doesn't matter. I can deposit it with I don't have to go to the bank. I can deposit it right here with my phone and it's perfectly fine. Send checks, money orders or whatever.
Bricks of gold. I'll take those.
Yes, take those too. Movies this weekend. I didn't know about this one. I never saw the first two. The number one movie this weekend will not be Lion King, Mufasa. It will not be Wicked. It will not be Moana 2. It will be Sonic Hedgehog 3.
Those are popular with kids.
It is very popular. It is 17 to 34 crowd, teens and boys 6 to 10. Sonic Hedgehog 3. I know Bob probably has.
I might have to go to that.
Blu-ray.
My oldest, it's in college. He's gone to all of those, so we'll see.
Well, 17 to 34 crowd is who's appealing to it. Now, Mufasa, the Lion King show, women of all ages are the target demo for that. And so they think it's going to do good, but it's not going to do as good as Sonic Hedgehog.
Yeah, all my group wants to go see Wicked again. Second time.
Girls. Women.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Again, the boys, I still have a lot of hesitation about sending you to that with some of the funky dancing and just all that. I don't know. I thought it was good at the end, and I liked it overall, but I just hated the first little bit of it. It just didn't do a thing for me. Yellowstone, a reminder on that one, that it is the series end, not... That's the finale. It's done. It's gone. It's not coming back. If it comes back, it'll be years from now in some form, with Kelly and Rip. And I keep saying Kelly and Rip. Beth and Rip. Kelly's the actress's name. She was a great actress in that, wasn't she? I mean, of all the people, I thought she had the hardest job and did the best job.
She was amazing.
Big time. She was amazing. And I don't know that she got any awards for it, because that show was not an award favorite, because Taylor Sheridan is an outsider, and I don't think he's been given a fair shake in some of that stuff. But that character of Beth is one of the most, I mean, think of it in all the shows you've ever seen on TV, over-the-top, chewing-up scenery. I mean, wow, she was way up there. I can't even think of anything that would even compare, particularly on that last night with that fight scene.
Yeah,
was one of the most brutal fight scenes I think I may have ever seen in TV or the movies.
It's true. And she took it.
Yeah, and gave it out, too.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she did both. That's just why it's hard for me to believe they're going to be able to pull a series out of Rip and Beth. I mean, it's, you know, one sentence here said, you want to wonder if she can sit still that long, you know, to be on some peaceful new property out somewhere. She's got to be up to something. And then he is, you know, he's a murderer and a tough guy. Is he going to get bored doing that too? So don't know about all of that. But the Madison that's coming up, the crew that shot Yellowstone is shooting, unless they've taken a Christmas break, they're shooting the show called The Madison. This is the one with Michelle Pfeiffer. It's about some New Yorkers that moved to Montana and problems that they're having getting settled there. And that's all they let out about that show. And we have no idea when it will first run. Maybe next, I don't know, because they're going to run this 1883 is going to start back up in February. So my time is up. We thank you for yours.
Jimmy, thank you.
That's Jimmy Carter, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, the Prime Bank of Texas.
I like that. My time is up.
My time is up.
We thank you for yours.
Thank you for yours. May the good news be yours. He is Jimmy Carter, also brought to you by Schwertner Farm and Ranch, Eric and Bob, 802.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.